Food for Peace. It's a long-standing program providing life-saving nutrition assistance abroad while supporting U.S. farmers here at home. In January, the U.S. State Department transferred administration of Food for Peace to USDA, and within days of the move, a $452 million World Food Program Award was announced. National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Sam Kiefer sees the food donation reaffirming the U.S. as a good neighbor to global families in need.
It's a great opportunity for more American commodities to find their way to hungry people elsewhere in the world. And farmers are always wanting to make sure that our products don't go to waste, but also that we help our neighbors.
In fact, Kiefer explains Food for Peace was a brainchild of American wheat farmers after World War II.
It is a program that was born on Kansas farms to help utilize food and nutrition in diplomacy. And it has been a staple of our diplomatic efforts and of the ag economy for several decades.
More than 1.1 million bushels of U.S. wheat are part of this initial food donation. Kiefer explains the food will be distributed by charitable organizations in 7 countries. The wheat donation not only supports local food processing and transportation jobs here at home, but the purchase slims the supply of U.S. wheat in storage.
It creates long-term opportunities for growers in the United States, as well as countries who need assistance.
The interagency transfer of Food for Peace is temporary, but Kiefer states legislation is in the works to make USDA its forever home. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.